Hello and a warm welcome to Celebrating Success. Thank you for joining me. I'm Pauline Barclay, author of 9 published books. My passion is to write about events that happen in life and change everything for those involved as well as those caught up in the maelstrom. I want my characters to sit at your side, steal your attention and sweep you up into their story. Stories that will bring tears to your eyes, have you laughing out loud, and sometimes what they share with you will stay in your heart for a very long time. You can read my books in Kindle or paperback, and all are available from Amazon. When not writing, I talk to amazing and fabby peeps. Although on this podcast, I'm not talking to fabby peeps as such, because they are joining me in a special podcast about coincidences. How often have you encountered incidents that have you saying, wow, I can't believe that. Goodness, now that is a coincidence. But before I share some of the amazing stories from Helen Hollick, Michael Duffy and Annie Whitehead, here are a couple from me. Many years ago, we went skiing for Christmas and New Year in Austria. We met a lovely couple who enjoyed their company from time to time. At the end of our holiday, we all said we would keep in touch, and they reminded us that they always went to Austria at Christmas and had done for years. Of course, we didn't keep in touch. The following festive season, we headed to the sun, Tenerife. On New Year's Eve, as we set off to go out to celebrate another new end of a 1 year and the beginning of a new one, we bumped into 2 people heading into our hotel, the same couple we had met in Austria the year before. How amazing. They didn't go to Austria, they went to Tenerife. Another little coincidence that has happened. Recently, I had to sign into an app. The passcode was numbers. At the same time, my brother had to sign into the same app. For weeks, I have used my passcode to open this app. Talking with my brother the other day, I mentioned my passcode, and would you believe it? It was the same one he used as I used. I don't know about you, but it always creates a tingle down my spine when these kind of things happen. Now to the next story, which really is an amazing one, from international award-winning author Helen Hollick. Several years ago, my editor, now retired, lived in Devon. I visited her twice a year, travelling from London by train for a few days' holiday. At Exeter's St David's, I had to change onto the Tarka Line train, which went along the Tor Valley to Barnstable. Most of it is single line track. This was a lovely train, usually only 2 carriages, with that old-fashioned clickety-clack sound as the track passed through beautiful scenery and rattled over wooden bridges spanning several rivers, including the mighty River Tor. The train passed by an old 18th century farmhouse situated up on the hillside not far from Umberlee Station. A request stop. Yes, you have to request the train to stop. Little did I know that in the autumn of 2012, I would buy this house and make a new life for myself and my family here in Devon. The very same 18th century farmhouse. From my bedroom window, I can look down onto the distant track as it curves around the bend of the river. I have such fond memories of that train, which is mentioned in one of my books of my Jan Christopher Cozy Mystery series. And yes, Ellen does live there, and there is another story behind how she came to live in such a beautiful place. If you want to read about her story, you can read all about it on Helen's newsletter on the archive of her blog. The web address is thenewsletterarchive.blogspot.com. The title is July/August 22, London 2012, A Change of Life. And believe you me, it was a change of life for Helen and her family. Don't worry if you haven't remembered the link I will add to the description of this podcast on my Podbean dashboard. You can also find out all about Helen's published books on her website. Believe you me, there is something for everyone. So go to Helen's website, helenhollick.net. The next coincidence story comes from Annie Whitehead. Hello, I'm Annie, an author of historical fiction and non-fiction set mainly in Anglo-Saxon Mercia, the old kingdom of the West Midlands. In the latter part of 2017, I arranged, as part of my research, to visit the Anglo-Saxon crypt underneath St. Whiston's Church in Repton, Derbyshire. The vicar kindly agreed to show me around. On the appointed day, he was sadly called away to attend a family funeral and asked one of his friends of the church to show me around instead. It turns out that this guide was a member of the Scout Association and had attended many international jamborees over the last few decades. Well, it so happens that my late father was at one time county commissioner for the Scouts in Norfolk, and I had attended many jamborees which he'd organised, signing up as a helper in various capacities. Not only had my guide Andy been at these same jamborees which I'd attended, he'd also been to a much later one in which my son, by then a venture scout, also took part. So it was a double the coincidence. To the best of our knowledge, our paths never actually crossed, nor would they have done that day at Repton had Andy not stepped in at the last minute to show me around. A memorable research trip, and not just for the ancient history. Now that is a coincidence. Thank you, Annie, for your wonderful story. It never ceases to amaze me how strange things happen. If you'd like to know more about Annie and her books, please go to Annie's website, anniewhiteheadauthor.co.uk. Anniewhiteheadauthor, that's one word, .co.uk. I hope you will. Now, for my next story. Well, I say it's story. In fact, it's stories. Because I have two more, and both of these are from Michael Duffy. Michael's latest book, Gavin and the Body Snatchers, scooped 3 awards in March. Gavin and the Body Snatchers is dark humour, and I had the pleasure of talking to Michael on an earlier podcast. Michael's sense of humour was evident on our interview. So if you would like to listen, I will add the link at the end of this section and in the description of this podcast. In the meantime, here is story number one from Michael. My dad's cremation. Quite a while back, my dear old dad died, aged 83. As he had once served in the army, there were quite a few old soldiers at the crematorium, people I had never met. At the end of the service, as you do, we all mournfully walked out, leaving the coffin there for the crematorium folk to deal with after we'd gone. By that time, Dad, together with our mum, were living in the same town as my sister, but away from our hometown. So after the wake, my brother and I decided to drown our sorrows in a local tavern. Knowing we'd then be too well oiled to drive home, we'd arranged to stay over in a local hotel. Communication hadn't been that great in the family about what was happening to Dad's ashes afterwards, except that they were going to be scattered in the Garden of Remembrance at the crematorium. So each carrying a splendid hangover, next morning my brother and I drove back to the crem to see if the deed had been done. On parking up, we headed straight for the hallowed garden, both still very sad and solemn. We immediately saw there were some freshly scattered ashes on a rose bed. There were also some flowers lying there that had been sculpted to read the word Grandad, just like the ones my sister's kids had organised yesterday. There was an old chap saying a quiet prayer by the ashes. "You looking for John?" he gently inquired. "Yes," we two brothers confirmed, bottom lips a quivering. "Well, he's here," said the old guy, probably one of Dad's old soldier friends, as he pointed towards some of very clean looking white powder. "Thanks," we said. And we then stood side by side, staring down at the last remains of our dear father. We were saying silent prayers, and I was even having a conversation with Dad in my mind, thinking back to some of the good old days. Meanwhile, the old chap next to us had said his farewells, and we were standing there quite alone, me and my brother, on what was left of our dad. It was only then that something niggled me, and I had a thought. "Are you sure these are Dad's ashes?" I asked aloud. I suppose so," said my brother. "The fella just said so." "But how did he know?" I pressed. "Maybe they've got a map or something in the office." My brother agreed we should at least inquire. So a couple of minutes later, we were standing in front of a wood-panelled counter speaking to a crematorium attendant. "Do you know where John Duffy's ashes are scattered?" I inquired. "An old fella out there said they were the fresh ones in the garden." The attendant efficiently scanned a clipboard he had there on the counter. "No, that's not John Duffy out there. That'll be John Higgins." My brother and I felt immediately stupid that we'd been meditating to the wrong ashes for the past 10 minutes. We did three Johns yesterday, the attendant breezily added, seemingly proud of his establishment efficiency. They always comes in three. That's what we always say round here, like buses, always in threes. Bit of a coincidence that, said my brother, failing to understand why the attendant was smiling. But John Duffy continued our host, turning round to a shelf behind him. Now this is John Duffy, he proudly announced, holding up a brass urn like a trophy. Mrs. Duffy's coming in later to pick him up, didn't she say? No, guess not, I mumbled. Driving off to Mum's later, we two brothers continued to feel stupid for our mistake, identity charade. But at least we understood, unlocked a secret of the universe. People with the same name often die at the same time. So just be careful, and next time you'll be sadly called to say farewell to someone at the creme, make sure you're mourning the right Bob or Henry or Jim. Because there's always comes in three. That's what the crematorium attendant said. Like buses, always in three. Now that's a coincidence. I hope you enjoyed Michael's first story, as here comes Michael's second tale, titled My Old Girlfriend Sandra. When I was a teenager, I briefly had a girlfriend, let's call her Sandra to protect the innocent. She was a very lovely in many ways, but a bit too smothering and possessive for my liking at that tender age. After only a few weeks together, she was stopping me outside jewellery shops, pointing at expensive engagement rings while we were both only 19. So I sensibly felt it was time to run a mile. So I broke up with Sandra, and she wasn't happy about that at all. In the following weeks, I felt she was definitely stalking me. I kept bumping into her in Marks and Spencer's. Oh, it's you. What a coincidence, she would say as she filled her shopping basket with crisps and chocolate. Because that's all she ate, really. Crisps and chocolate. Weirdo. The next week, I was in the store again, and so was she. Oh, it's you, yet again. What a coincidence. No, it's not a coincidence, Sandra, I firmly asserted. As you well know, I work here. She wasn't best pleased, but at least she never returned. That is, not until she had a new boyfriend. Then she'd always be popping in for crisps and chocolate fix, no doubt hoping to trigger some jealous instinct in me. But in that she failed. By then I was far more into Agnes, the assistant of bread and cakes. Soon after, however, a job took me about 150 miles away from my hometown, and I settled down there for a while, safe from Sandra, surely. But one day I saw a girl at the station. She was wearing Sandra's same orange wool coat and the same permed hairstyle. Oh, no, it couldn't be. I felt a tap on my shoulder and turned around. I was expecting her to hear that whining voice. Oh, it's you. What a coincidence. But instead, the voice calmly said, excuse me, I think you've dropped your train ticket. It wasn't Sandra. It was an angel just when I needed one. Oh, what a happy coincidence. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. It was fun getting the stories together, and maybe I'll do another one. In the meantime, a huge thank you for listening, and I hope you'll look up these fabby peeps. They are all fascinating people. Also, a big thank you to Helen, Annie and Michael for sharing their coincidence stories. If you have a story that you'd like to share, then please let me know. You can contact me through the contact form on my website, paulinebarclay.co.uk. And of course, you can listen to all my podcasts at paulinebarclay.podbean.com. As with all my podcasts, you are more than welcome to share them with your family and friends. I hope you will. So until we meet again, I hope the sun is shining on your face and in your heart. See you soon. Bye for now. Ta-ta.